listening to the Concierge Coaches Show with Bruce Cameron and Wayne Fritz, only on LA Talk Radio.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Concierge Coaches Show here on LA Talk Radio. I'm Bruce Cameron along with Wayne Fritz. Wayne, what's going on?
And it's colder than cold. You got your hoodie on today.
I got Texas A&M.
There you go.
Texas A&M hoodie and kind of staying warm and watching the clients cancel, like, I don't want to say like roaches, but you know what I mean? Like, oh, there's a speck of ice on the road. I got to cancel. I'm like, man.
Like rats leaving a sinking ship.
I know you're used to some cold weather in Danville, and I was used to cold weather in Wyoming. And man, this is like Puerto Rico. It's just a little chilly. That's about it.
Yeah,
like Puerto Rico in here, man.
Yeah, it's not bad. It's the cold weather. What everybody's nervous about is that little band of ice coming through.
Well, yeah, and driving. I respect that. I'm not trying to be.
Hey, listen, you know. I got to brag. Can I brag a minute?
Please.
Scholarship.
Brayden.
Scholarship. Where the sweatshirt is.
Wow.
Scholarship.
That's amazing, because you have to be a super genius to get a scholarship out of that school. It's one thing just to get in, but that's next level, Wayne. Congratulations again, man. Yeah. For the love of God, please tell me he's going to go there.
Oh, yeah, it's okay. Made. Yeah, it's done. Marquette wanted to fly him up and room and board him and take him around and show him everything, but he's A&M.
Show him some lake effect snow?
Yeah, lake effect snow.
That's what you get in Marquette, man.
That's right.
That's a mean winter out there, bro.
Yeah.
That's tough.
No, he's tucked into College Station.
Well, you know, there's mid-campus dorms. And again, I'm a big fan of West Campus, White Creek Apartments on campus. They have 1, 2, and 3-bedroom models. And my son had one roommate on a 2-bedroom model for his first year. And we loved it because it was still on campus, but it was off the beaten path of campus. It's more toward the veterinary school on the west side.
I may have somebody get a hold of you on the side.
Yeah, have dad or somebody, yeah. Him or whatever.
Yeah,
I'll talk to anybody. And as a matter of fact, I created a Facebook group for that apartment complex called the White Creek Parents Facebook group.
I'll be darned.
And it has about 1,000 different sets of parents on there. And man, what a great resource. And I still run that page to this day. I just push things along. I don't weigh in with any definitive statements like I used to. But anyhow, congratulations. I'm so proud of that young man. I know you've got to be proud of him. My son is finishing the May School of Business here in May. I'm an alumni and proud parent, and now it's like to get the pass the torch to you and Brayden and your son and wow, congratulations!
That's awesome. I'm pretty proud of him, I'll tell you. And he does. He's going to come across that stage with
man, chords on.
National Honor Society stuff, and yeah, he's going to be hanging off. He's going to be wearing a lot. So yeah, I've got to be real proud of him. Very proud of him. We're going to have a guest coming up. He's the president of a bank in Fort Worth, and he rose up through the ranks. And you know, I got to talking with him the other night, and he coaches people also. So correct. I thought we'd get a whole different, a friend of mine in Salamaster used to say a whole different perspective on coaching. I don't know what that means, but I had to write it down.
Instead of a perspective, it's a prospective.
Yeah. Okay. That's how he said it, perceptive. I hope after this meeting, these next few days, that you all can go home with a whole new perceptive on the business. That's what he said. I used to write down his words because you never heard him before.
Now, is he involved in any way with your new location and stuff?
No, but he is a super Christian. But he's kind of like the Norm Crosby of the English language.
I see.
He just tears it up. Listen, be sure and stop by the restoration booth because we're going to have a drawing and we're going to give away some incentives.
Oh, I see. We're really
hoping that you folks from all those providences in Canada can stop by. So he was... Oh, I love him. I love him. I love him. Wow. But he'd get up on a Sunday morning and drive 4 or 5 hours to guest minister when a minister wasn't available.
There you go.
He is a man of God. He's just an amazing man.
Get that right hander out of the bullpen.
He's my friend.
That's awesome, man. Well, that's really good. Well, I can't wait to hear his... either his testimony or his witness or his coaching. What's he going to talk about? Do you know yet?
Well, he's going to talk about the banking business.
The banking business.
So he'll give us some good ideas, maybe some financial advice for our listeners. You know, we hear so much on the news and his feet are on the ground. Now he's involved with commercial, but he's the president of the bank. So
excellent.
He's very good guy, very good man.
I got him to approve it.
I got to get you some information and a photo and all that stuff. So.
Photo. Oh, yes. We're going to do the photo and the whole picture, man. Get it taken care of, man. That's good stuff.
And I'd also like, if any of our viewers would, if it's okay to ask this, I'd like any of our viewers to please write in to Bruce or myself. With any of the past guests that you liked the best, what you liked, and would you like to see back? Because I've had guests wondering, say, are we going to do another radio show? And so I'd like to get just a little feedback from our audience if they ever care to write you or me or anything, fire something to you, who they would like to see back. I was talking to a lady the other day that was on watching our programs, and she said, yeah, I remember there was a young fighter, a girl, and I told her again that she'd champion again. And so that little girl, I can't remember, but well, she was just awesome.
Yeah, and we had two fighters. One was Aspen Ladd, who the most recent one that brought her brother on, and then she goes to PFL and then won her PFL fight. But we talked to her before that. And then we had Christine Ferreira from bare knuckle boxing, who's still a belt holder.
Yes.
And that son of a gun is a savage. They're both savages, but damn.
I like them both. But if we, savage. That was what came up. And then we had that fella that had gotten out of prison. He was a very popular guest.
Right. Talked about.
Fine young man.
Yep. Interesting. This is a guy that came out of prison and Wayne, he ended up making some poor choices.
Uh-oh.
Because he had come out of federal prison, he thought that he could give people all this advice and file all these motions for them to get time off their sentence. And he had about $200,000 worth of victims' money, and they caught him for practicing law without a license.
He was just trying to help people.
And so he his passion, his zeal, He had been on a TV show before called Generation Hustle. And boy, he just kept at it. Sometimes you can take a boy out of the country, but you can't take the country out of the boy.
That is so true.
And then they got him for practicing law without a license. And there's some victim impact statements. And I was surprised at that, because on a Facebook group that I own with 5,000 people, he was trying to hustle some of them. And then I took some measures to get him pinched off. And then and some other people reported him. Messing with the wrong monkey over here. But yeah, I think that's what you're talking about. But his name was Kyle Sanders.
He's the one. He would have been the one. I guess we won't be seeing him for a little
bit. Not for a while. You know, once he comes back out, say, hey, man, you're going to do better this time. It's never too late for a fresh start. It's not too late for a new beginning.
You can always ask forgiveness, and God will give you a new beginning.
Amen. But yeah. At some point, you have to
live a life. That's right.
Live life on life's terms, not your terms.
That's right.
You know, and of course, it's not my will be done, thy will be done. But for those that don't partake in that,
that
won't do that for whatever reason, then they say in the 12-step program, you live life on life's terms, which, yeah, I mean, we got to live out there in this world and make choices.
Well, not everybody can make it. That's sad. I'm sad to hear that. He admitted he would. That's what he did. He was a hustler, and that's why he got it in there in the first place.
Yeah. And he was able to walk this razor's edge. Well, he did graduate from Blackstone Paralegal Program in prison. So by golly, he was a certified paralegal. But there's that line, right?
Well, there sure is.
There's that line between Ukraine and Russia. There's that line between, you know what I mean? And it might be this big, Wayne, right?
But that's a big line. I don't care if it's this big.
There you
that's
go.
That's a big line. You don't
cross it. If you cross it. There's consequences on the other side of that. So anyway, hate to see it, hate to hear it, but God, that's fun that you brought that up. And he was a good guest. I thought we had somebody else that came out of prison too.
We had that really nice lady.
And I got a good guy that I have two good guys in the pipeline that have come out recently, and they seem to be doing pretty good. And they're not, one guy's a truck driver, kind of just a good old guy. You know what I mean?
Yep.
He's more than likely to live a lifestyle that would breed continued freedom and success. So yeah, we got that. We'll bring Jose on and talk about new developments of the First Step Act, and we can definitely do that. We've got a lot of stuff going on in the federal prison system these days. And then I know I'm excited to see. Hopefully you'll share with us piece by piece things that are going on in your new endeavor, from the storefront to customer acquisition, customer retention, products sold, coaching services delivered. Dang, boy, I can't wait to see how this thing turns out, man.
It's rolling. It's just the wheels are turning a little slow. The lease has been signed. And
there you go.
Got to get in and do a little work before I throw my name on the front door. And
hey, I'll tell you what, we'll do the show from there one day, and
yeah,
I'll get some sort of a stealth crank up tower, wire antenna, and we'll have my ham radio ministry in the back.
There you go.
How about it, Skip Land? You got a copy? Get some trucker. No, that's old school CB, but yeah. We'll do some newfangled ham radio back there. And that'd be funny. Have a ham radio.
That will be fun.
Have a ham radio demonstration, and
that'd be great.
Once people see it, they're kind of enthralled. You know, it's kind of cool, in a way. Yeah, man, be one stop shop. They have a cooking demonstration, ham radio demonstration,
drinking water, Drinking good water.
Yeah, man. Hey, you know, anyway, I didn't do it this. Anyway, there's this thing called Skywarn. Have you seen those stickers on cars that says Skywarn?
Yeah.
Anyway, you're like a storm spotter and you get blessed. You get blessed and ordained to call Fox 4 and you radio in your report, you know. So I'm working on that certification
now. Really?
Yeah, man, because
that's awesome.
Like sometimes, man, look, I've been here some nights in South Lake and like a tornado. You know what I mean? Like there's just clouds are twisting like a toilet bowl. Like, I mean, it's, I'm like, man, somebody's got to call this in.
It's awesome, though.
So, it's whatever. It's just another unintended consequence of the hobby.
You know, Bruce, that we've got, I mean, your people canceling today, there's a lot of stuff going on out there in the atmosphere today. I was looking earlier, I watched the Weather Channel, and which is pretty good, and they were showing it's going from Texas clear up to Kentucky. So,
So there may be some good conditions or some bad conditions.
They're none of them good.
Oh,
I was trying to find something here, but this is in the next 24 hours, and I don't know if anybody can see that or not. But that's a lot of that purple. That's some nasty bad ice, and that's coming right through us.
When?
6 a.m. tomorrow morning.
Oh, dang. I'll just have to stay home then.
Well, there's some of us that might be staying home tomorrow. I mean, because blood, it's right there, smack dab. We're in the middle.
All right.
So if it goes north or south, we're still in it.
All right. Well, that's good to know.
Yeah. But it'll, you know what? It's just like the Bible says, this too.
Shall pass.
Yeah. And we'll have tulips and lilies and all kinds of things in about a month or so, and it'll be springtime in the mountains. And we'll all be full of Mountain Dew.
There you go. All right. All right. Well, that sounds good. Spring showers and April showers, May flowers and all that good stuff. So
yep.
Yep. Well, that's good to know you're moving forward with that, and I gotta tell you, I've been watching a little bit of a Daystar and TBN.
Really?
You know what those are, right?
The Daystar? Yeah, is that place on 121 with the beautiful
right. Daystars. Anyway, so Daystar and TBN. Actually, TBN is off of 183 in Irving, right there.
Yes.
And then Daystar is right on 121. It's pretty interesting that I forgot about that. Well, I've been watching different shows, you know, Joyce Myers, Creflo Dollar.
Yeah.
I didn't realize your boy Robert Morris has something called Robert Morris Ministries. It's on the TV. Do you know that? Yeah.
Well, I watch that on Sunday morning.
But it's called Robert. They don't call it Gateway. They call it Robert Morris Ministries.
Does he do a sermon?
Yeah.
Well, I watch something at 9:30 on Sunday morning. I have to, if I don't get,
yeah.
If I'm at church, I record it because it's just a sermon of his.
Anyway,
okay, so when is this on Daystar?
It's Daystar TBN. Sometimes they'll carry the same preacher, right? So, now my question is, have you ever seen Joseph Prince out of Singapore?
No, Joe did Prince. I'm going to write that down.
Yeah, please, dude. Come on, man. I was hoping that you had. Oh, my gosh. I was hoping that you'd had, man.
What's his last name?
Joseph Prince, like Prince of Persia, P-R-I-N-C-E. All right. Well, I'll hold all my commentary on that, and we'll have, if Wayne has a chance to see him do some sermons, we'll talk about that and see what you
think. I got it saved.
Joseph Prince, yeah. So, we talk about line and a line and cross line, whatever. And interestingly, you know, some pastors go over the line on this prosperity gospel. I mean, it's
oh,
just,
yeah, I know. Yes,
they're just all like a Christmas tree lit up for yes. prosperity. And this fella, it's baffling because he never crosses it, but he sure does. To me, it seems like he gets kind of close to it. So I want to see what you thought. You're a distinguished gentleman there and scholar, and I want to see what you thought about.
He runs right up to it and looks over.
That's my, well, just don't.
I got you.
Just
I'll watch. I'll find.
You know, I mean, hey, Bruce, you know, I think you had your antennas up a little bit too far. You need to step down. Like, okay. You know what I mean? Like, anyway, I just, you know, and he dressed like Michael Jackson did back when Michael was alive. And he does it so well. And he's my age. And so he's born in 63 and out of Singapore. So I definitely.
Is it DEPRINCE?
No, just Prince. Joseph, like Joe Joseph Prince. Of the Bible, Prince, yeah. like
okay,
like rock star Prince, or the Prince of Persia Prince, or yeah. Okay, we don't want to waste too much more time on that. We'll get back later on Joseph Prince and tell some of your, wait, some of your thoughts. A little bit outside.
We got the same birthday, May 15th. He was born in 63.
I'm older than he is. There you go, by a few months.
Well, so I'll check him out. I found him. So
yeah, no, check it out. And it just could be I'm envious of being able to wear a members only jacket and pull it off. absolutely. I mean, absolutely. Just kidding. I don't have members only envy.
I remember, no, there's a lot of people on this show don't remember a members only jacket.
Was it members only?
Yep.
Okay. Woo!
Well, if you had one of those, you were styling.
Well, you're already slicking your hair back like you're ready to go.
Yeah, man, I'll tell you. That's ready to go, man. I'll tell you.
You're already associating that like. Man, it's time to go out.
Oh boy, you were ready to go.
Man, it's time to go out. Get that members only jacket on here. Hold on, let me get this snap.
Slicking back.
Let me get the snap. Make sure you can see the label. Can you see the label? All right, let me get that snap. I got a snap.
Oh, got that epitaph. Yeah. Oh, they were the bomb. You were.
Oh boy.
you were Johnny Slick.
Fun times in the closet, man. Go back in time and pull one of those out. You see them out places and people starting to wear them again. And it is, you know, it's so funny to see that stuff get recycled. It's fun to see bell bottoms to come out again. It's fun to see the really fat 70s ties come out. And
you know,
people grow their hair out again.
Remember Windbreaker?
A windbreaker.
That jacket was made in Danville, Illinois. The Windbreaker Company.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, that's the original place of it. Yep. I got a question for you.
Yep.
I'd like to, I know we don't have a lot of time left, but this is pretty heavy duty.
Uh-oh.
And in your counseling, not coaching, and I do never want to cross the line myself. I am not a counselor, nor do I really want to be. I don't want to go to school now.
Right.
In your counseling experience, Bruce, a female, in an abusive relationship who got pregnant and is still being abused. And he is married, but she won't leave him. She won't get out. Do you experience that kind of stuff in your counseling and your career?
Not like I used to, but I'll say this categorically, that when you hold a license to practice and you hold malpractice insurance, right? And this gets you into a situation where there could be trouble for your client and you, okay? And so you have to be very careful to make sure that you do everything you can to get this woman out of harm's way, regardless of the source. Right? That you, and even if you feel that future harm is imminent, and you call the cops right there and violate her confidentiality under what's called a Tarasoff decision, right? This kind of, it's a duty to warn. Because if she leaves that office, gets killed by the guy in the parking lot, and I hadn't called the cops, blood's on my hands. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's just, and again, I'm not qualified.
No.
That's, I don't want to be qualified, so I don't.
Okay, but that's as a counselor. Now you want me to give you the coach version of that?
Yeah.
Okay. The coach version of that would be like, you know, what do you think your options are? What do you think is the most safe choice for you? What would his past behavior would suggest? What do you think of his the likelihood that this will happen again? Would you be interested in making a choice for your own safety? Good coaches ask good questions.
See, and that's what I'm looking for. Bruce, that's one of the biggest breakthroughs in our coaching call that I've heard. Again, because that's the truth. A good coach just asks questions.
Right.
And that's right. how you dig. And now, listen, so would you be willing to do something to get out of this situation? And you get an answer. Then it would be, what would you be willing to do? Then it would be, how would you expect to do that? It wouldn't be, here's what I advise.
Right. No, right.
Okay. You left him, here's your choices. Here's some of the choices.
And then you
can do this. But what would you do?
But see, it depends on the hat you're wearing.
Yes.
You're in a counseling hat. You have the privilege of calling the cops.
Yeah.
And possibly violating confidentiality, if you feel as a licensed professional with malpractice insurance that imminent harm is going to be done to this individual, you have a duty to protect your client.
Yep.
It's almost like you took the Hippocratic oath of sorts to do no harm. Well, derivatives of that extend through licensed and marriage family counselor, licensed clinical social worker, licensed professional counselor, licensed chemical dependency counselor, and whatever other litany of mental health professionals that are out there that are licensed. And if I left you out, I'm sorry. I think I got them all, though. They're all the food groups. Licensed sex offender treatment providers, but those people all have a base license as above. So if there's imminent harm, you have the duty to warn. As a coach, just like I said, well, what do you think is best for you? What would be your choices? What choice are you going to make? Let's say they make the right choice and you say, well, let's set a goal. Let's make a plan. What do you think, Steph?
Don't leave me, Leroy.
Okay, hold on. People are trying to interrupt. So anyway, let's make a plan. What's the goal? What's the first step? When are you going to do the first step? Will you call me after you execute the first step of calling the cops or whatever, moving, you know, let me help you hold yourself accountable for your choices as a coach.
That's great. See, that's excellent training for coaches that you really don't. When I took the class and got certified, it didn't, that kind of a thing didn't come up. Because, you know, you run into anybody in the coaching. Coaching isn't saying that, well, exactly how do I play third base? Coach me, you know. How do I make that drink? Coach me. Now, tell me that again. You're liable to get anybody come to you when you say, I'm a certified life coach. What's that mean? Well, I help people make their decision. I just coach them and ask them questions. Well, I got something for you. I was raped the last Saturday. What do I do? Well, okay. But I'm just saying that coaching, you can get something way out of left field.
Of course, you're going to say, if somebody drops a bomb like that on you, you know, or somebody says, I think I'm Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Okay. It's the same bomb, just different. Okay. So you say, hey, we need to look at, hey, you're bringing up some things right now that are really outside the scope of my training. And let's do an action plan of getting you referred to the crisis hotline, a female therapist that specializes in trauma or whatever, another mental health provider. Let's make a plan for you to connect with those people to get the help for that. But my lane is coaching, right? And so, and it's really easy to fall in that trap. So many, I've said this and said this and said this, and you're probably sick of me saying this since you've been with me on this show, but I'm going to say it again, is that there's a lot of people that get the coaching certification because they're frustrated wannabe therapists.
Well, and what made me say all this is, remember when we're talking about that minister, Joseph, and that line, and we have that line in coaching.
We have it everywhere.
It's right? A thin line. It's everywhere.
Yeah.
And that's why my biggest, not fear, but my biggest concern in anyone coaching, and you want to be careful of this, is what you're saying. You know what your lane is.
Well,
we're not stupid. So I know what my lane is, but I want to get them. If I don't know where they need to go, I can call somebody and find out.
Right. So I hear you're writing a progress note. Susie Q came in. Susie disclosed that XYZ happened. Susie and I formulated a plan together to access certain other providers that can address this in a more full manner. Susie felt like she was not on any imminent threat or danger of harm. Susie will follow up, you know, whatever. And I will schedule a follow-up. Another thing you can't do is you can't bail, because then you can get sued for client abandonment. So the coach can get sued for client abandonment. The therapist can get sued for client abandonment. So you got to be careful. Now it's like, well, you know. And so what happens is that Susie comes in the next session and says, hey, I'm going to this crisis center. I have this other counselor now. I think I'm going to pour a lot of my energy and attention into that. And we say, great. When things, you know, if you should want to reengage in coaching at some time in the future, please give us a call. Case dismissed or case discharged. Boom. Right. And also, you as a coach would want to be a gentleman or scholar to kind of step aside while this lady got the work she desperately needs, whether it's crisis counseling, rape counseling, DBT, post-traumatic stress counseling, or even hardcore psychiatric management for the person who was delusional and thought they were Jesus Christ, right? They got to get some meds in them, man, right? They got to get to a place that they can receive coaching on planet Earth, right? Because otherwise you're just taking their money. And that's the temptation, because we get paid for that as coaches and we don't want to let go of the money. We want to keep the money coming in from the client. But man, you're treading on thin ice by keeping a client when you shouldn't.
Bruce, I don't think you can appreciate how much help that what you have just stepped through is helping every person on this show. I mean, even me, I'm picking up a whole bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
You know, this is what I tell you. I'm going to get you on this again because this is.
I get fired up about this.
The name, yeah. The Coaches Concierge Corner. I mean, just think of this, the Concierge Coaches, and I'll tell you how we coach. This is what just comes on, how important it is. I mean, you're not just a friend. I mean, you're not an old buddy at the bar. You're not somebody, a bartender, listening to somebody crying their beer. You're not a hair cutter listening to your client talk about their marriage at home or whatever they're doing. You're a coach. That's the name on, that's what you are, a certified coach. And there's logical stuff that you have to do. And there's some things that are not logical, but they're rules.
Right.
They are flat the way it is. And that's.
Yeah, I mean, and the degree of rigor from coaching, honestly, isn't there. There's people, oh man, I went to the John Wayne Coaching Academy out of such and such, California, and I spent $40,000. It took me 5 years to become a level 2 certified coach. Still, did they have this? Sorry, man, I'm just going.
Yeah, no.
But still, did they have, right? Because I sit there and I have these discussions with people. Yeah, did they teach you about this? Did they teach you about that? Do you understand this and that? And man, and therein lies, Wayne, and get your hat on here, is the difference between a license to practice and a certification. A certification means next to nothing, right? With all due respect, because I'm certified life coach myself, so I get it.
Okay.
But I understand what this means. Here's what this means. As a certified life coach, my work and training has been recognized from some body above me, right? That says that my training was legitimate. So in our case, and I'll put myself on the grill. In our case, we went to the Certified Life Coach Institute out of Orange County. Yay for us. Why did we go there? Well, I'll tell you why I went there. I'm thinking Wayne's going to follow in line with me. I went there because you could get it done pretty quick. And number two, it was a International Coaching Federation blessed and ordained program, an ICF ordained program. And ICF is kind of like the American Medical Association, if you will, for coaching. Okay. Now, ICF, if you like, you can go to level 1 and level 2 and go down that rabbit hole and spend $10 to $1 million becoming a black belt coach. All right. Right. But at the end of the day, as long as you have this. Now it's a CLC credential. Ours is a CPC. But all that says is that, yeah, I'm certified. And because I graduated from this program that was recognized by the ICF, I'm good. To a point. But then there's the rest of you, you know. And so that's right. I mean,
yep.
And again, I'm not trying to be a snob, and I'm not. I'm just.
This needs.
I'm not a snob.
Well, any coach needs to hear this.
But, I mean, it's like, but then, yeah, because the folks that hold licenses are subjected to that extra level of rigor and fear, and that scares the hell out of me to lose my license, folks. That scares the hell out of me to think, oh my God, I might make a decision and somebody loses their life, or I get, you know what I mean?
Bruce,
go ahead.
I'm going to interrupt you because I hear we got to wrap it up, but I'll tell you this, we got to continue this.
Oh, we do.
Dad, round up again.
I'm sorry. You know what? Cause we got a little bit of a late start. Hey everybody. Thanks for listening to today's show. Sorry about that. I was on a tear, but we'll pick this up next week or the week after. Come by our Facebook page. Come by our Facebook page, Concierge Coaches Show. Come by our Instagram at Concierge_Coaches. We're on Apple Podcasts and iHeartMedia. So until then, have a blessed week. And we'll see you next time on the Concierge Coaches Show, LA Talk Radio. Bye, everybody.
You're listening. listening to the Concierge Coaches Show with Bruce Cameron and Wayne Fritz, only on LA Talk Radio.